Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. military aircraft drops thousands of meals into Gaza in an emergency humanitarian aid operation. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Some 38,000 meals are being provided in this first round. President Biden announced the mission Friday, days after a deadly stampede in Gaza and shooting by Israeli authorities that left more than 100 people dead.
The loss of life is heartbreaking. People are so desperate that innocent people got caught in a terrible war, unable to feed their families.
The United Nations says about one quarter of Gaza's 2 million people are facing starvation. And President Biden has called on Israel to do more to help.
We should be getting hundreds of trucks in, not just several.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Yemen's internationally recognized government reported Saturday that the Ruby Mar cargo ship, attacked last month by Houthi militants, has sunk in the southern Red Sea. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
A Russian strike on the Ukrainian city of Odessa kills at least seven. Ukraine's state emergency service says seven people are dead after parts of a Russian drone hit an apartment block in the southern port city of Odessa. It reports another eight people are injured. The Ukrainian armed forces say air defenses shot down almost 15 Russian drones across various parts of the country. And in Russia, a drone crashed into an apartment building in St. Petersburg, according to state news agency RIA Novosti. They report six people received medical attention after the explosion, which rocked the building. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yemen's internationally recognized government reported Saturday that Ruby Mar cargo ship, attacked last month by Houthi militants, has sunk in the southern Red Sea. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
A government statement said the ship sank in the southern Red Sea on Friday night and warned of an environmental catastrophe. The ship was carrying more than 41,000 tons of fertilizer when it came under attack. The U.S. military central command has said the Houthis say they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. On Monday, a Yemeni government team visited the Ruby Mar, a Belize-flagged UK-owned cargo ship, and said it was partially submerged and could sink within a couple of days. The US military previously said the attack could significantly damage the freighter and caused an 18-mile oil slick. Houthi attacks have prompted shipping firms to divert vessels onto the longer, more expensive route around southern Africa. The United States and Britain began striking Houthi targets in Yemen in January in retaliation for the attacks on shipping in the Red Sea, Bab el-Mandeb Strait, and Gulf of Aden.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The lawyers who successfully argued that a massive pay package for Tesla CEO Elon Musk was illegal and should be voided are asking the presiding judge to award company stock worth $5.6 billion as legal fees. The attorneys represented Tesla shareholders in the case decided in January and made the request in court papers filed Friday. The amount would be the largest such award if approved. Lawyers in cases stemming from the collapse of Enron got a record $688 million in legal fees in 2008. The lawyers say the sum is justified because they wouldn't have been paid had they lost, and the benefit to Tesla was massive. German authorities say they are investigating after an audio recording was published in Russia in which German military officers purportedly discussed support for Ukraine, including the potential use of Taurus long-range cruise missiles. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz called it a, quote, very serious matter. Scholz earlier said he remains reluctant to send Taurus missiles to Ukraine, pointing to a risk of Germany becoming directly involved in the war. But in the purported recording, German officers discussed the possibility of the missiles being used in Ukraine. The German news agency DPA reported that the Ministry of Defense said it was investigating whether the communications within the Air Force were intercepted by Russia. Iran's hardliners are leading in an initial vote count in the capital, Tehran, following a record low turnout in a parliamentary election. State-run IRNA news agency said and state TV said Saturday that 1,960 from 5,000 ballots in Tehran had been counted so far Saturday. Officials have not yet released turnout figures, but IRNA said it was 41% based on unofficial reports. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.